You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDWDailyNews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
For good and a very important sorcerer.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Are you insane?
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
No. Turn on the news!
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you the top news stories from the Walt Disney World Resort on DW60. This is Press Row.
Time for those headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. It's DW60's Press Row here on Sorcerer Radio, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Weeby Geeks Network. Happy New Year, everybody. Jeff Davis here with you. 2018 is starting with all kinds of craziness. DW60 is back, and I guess I just have to start it like this. Simply because there is a plethora, and I do mean a plethora, of things that happened during the break from when the show went on stand down for the holiday season and coming back today. Lots of different things. It was crazy. Normally, during the holiday season, yeah, we talk about the crowds at Walt Disney World during the holidays. And there's a couple of updates here and there. Not really a lot to talk about. But literally the very day after I had my last show of 2017 for DW60, things started happening. Friday morning, it was like Disney knew all of a sudden, oh, well, he's not doing a show. Now this is going to happen. Or people knew, Jeff's not doing a show. This is going to happen. Lots of crazy, and I do mean crazy things. It was crazy. Again, I'm using that word a lot. And so I'm putting together everything for this show, and I've got 8 pages worth of headlines to get through, along with emails, rumors, rants. And I said to myself, I may not get in one single song this entire show. I mean, I literally only have 60 minutes to do this whole show and to get all this information. Normally, Press Row goes for, what, 20, 25 minutes? Usually? It may be the entire show this time. I'm not sure. There is a lot to cover, but I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're listening to Sorcerer Radio. I hope that your morning is starting out good, because we have a lot to get to. First, breaking news. Okay, I'm just kidding with you. It's really not breaking news, but it may be for some of you who have never listened to DW60's Press Row before. For the past year and a half, I've been counting days. And people know every single show I'm going to mention this, I'm going to tell you how many days it has been. Because as of today, as of January the 11th, 2018, it has been 458 days. I hoped in 2018 we would start on a good note when it came to this. I would hope that Disney would say, you know, I think it's gone on long enough that we need to go ahead and bring out this new nighttime parade to the Magic Kingdom, because we've now gone 400 some odd days without having one. But Disney has not said a word. They haven't said a thing. We know that there's going to be a parade coming. We just don't know when. They won't even tease us. Not even a teaser trailer like you get with Star Wars, or like you get with a Marvel movie. They can't even give us a little twinkle of a light just going down Main Street with a sign on it saying, yeah, it's coming. 458 days without a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. I can't just deal with this anymore. Well, yeah, I can. But it's been 458 days. now entering 2018. Is this going to go all the way through 2018 with no parade? It's a possibility. I think it might. Do I have confidence that Disney's going to say something? I'm not even going to say 50-50. There's no point in saying 50-50 because you really don't know. So we continue to count the days without a parade at the Magic Kingdom. All right, I want to segue into this. And this is just really a simple question. A lot of us have enjoyed this before, many, many times, when going to Walt Disney World, especially during the fall, when you've got Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party going on, you've got the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival going on, and usually in the spring when this comes up, Disney fans are on the phones and online quicker than you can believe. Talk about free dining. And as 2018 is now here, 2019 we will see the opening of Toy Story, or Toy Story Land, I should say. And we're going to see the opening of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. It's also coming soon. So it makes me wonder if 2018 will be the final year for free dining at Walt Disney World. We get it every single year, and people go crazy over it. It sells out really fast if you're not quick on the phones talking to your travel agent, or you're not on the phone talking to Disney or online booking it. Something. They go quick. If you wait too long, they're gone completely. There's nothing you can do about it. You might get a room discount, but no free dining. And, you know, the Disney universe has been, you know, talking about this for the last week and a half or so, asking the question, well, when's free dining coming? And some have asked, is this the final year for free dining? I think there's a good possibility this may be it. And here's why. We're going to see the opening coming soon, like I said, of Toy Story Land, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Also going to see, is it this year that Toy Story opens, or is it next year? I think it's this year. Can't be sure. I got too much in my head right now. But that's opening. Star Wars is opening. The new Mickey's Railway thing that so many people are upset about because with the way the characters look, the former great movie ride attraction, that's going to be opening soon. Disney's Hollywood Studios is about to become a full day park. Disney's Hollywood Studios is about to become the park to visit other than the Magic Kingdom. And it's going to be simply because of all of that stuff opening up. Right now, it's a half-day park. You've got a few attractions to enjoy. You've got Star Tours, Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Toy Story Mania. You might have lunch or an early dinner, and then you leave to go somewhere else. Now, you do have Fantastic Fireworks Show. You've got Fantasmic going on, all that other stuff. Yeah, but it's still a half-day park. What is going to happen, I think, when Disney's Hollywood Studios opens up, it's going to relieve a lot of pressure off the other Disney parks. Magic Kingdom attendance may go down a little bit just because they're at Hollywood Studios. Pandora, the world of Avatar, over at the Animal Kingdom, we'll see some less numbers. Why? Because everybody will be over at Hollywood Studios. Sure, Flight of Passage is a 3-, 4-, 5-hour wait still. Those numbers may go down. Why? Because everybody's going to be over at Star Wars. Everybody's going to be seeing the new Toy Story Land and riding on the Slinky Coaster. So with all of that going on, lots of people are going to be spending money. Why would Disney want you to get free dining? They know you're going to be coming to see all this new stuff at Hollywood Studios. With everything that's going to be happening, with Toy Story, Mickey's Railway, Star Wars, do you think they want to give up you paying for dining? No, I don't think they do. That's why I think this will be the final year of free dining at Walt Disney World. Which is why I think it will be even more valuable for you and your family to get it if you're vacationing during that time. If you're not vacationing, there's nothing you can do because it's normally in the fall months during food and wine, during the Halloween party. But this very well could be the final year of free dining. So we'll wait. We'll see. You never know what may happen, right? So as you know, of course, the Hall of Presidents opening back up over the Magic Kingdom during the month of December. I have watched it on YouTube. I haven't seen it. I haven't gone to the Magic Kingdom and seen it yet, but I've watched it on YouTube. But to be honest with you, Donald Trump looks terrible. He just looks really, really bad. One of the worst creations of an animatronic I think I've ever seen. It almost doesn't look anything like him. It's laughable in some form or fashion. It's terrible. But it is what it is. It's almost like Disney rushed the job. I can't understand that why they would have rushed it. It was closed down for what, a year and a half? Over a year at least. Year and a half had to have been. Maybe not quite. But of course, a lot of us were watching it because, you know, they had this new little fencing on the stage to keep people from jumping up onto the stage and doing whatever. Disney security is standing in there while the attraction is going on. All this, you know, controversy we had in 2017 about the attraction, I knew something was going to happen. And it was only a matter of time, and it did. It did. It literally has suffered its first major disruption. And that's what happened. One guest at a recent show, a couple weeks ago, started chanting the phrase, "Lock him up," as the Trump animatronic started to talk. A lot of people remember the slogan, "Lock her up," during the campaign of 2016 about Hillary Clinton. Yeah, everybody's screaming, "Lock her up, lock her up." Well, some guy jumps up and starts yelling at the top of his lungs, "Lock him up." I'm not going to name this individual. I'm not going to give him any more attention than what he needs by me naming him. Not going to happen. Because this is an individual who wanted his 15 minutes of fame. And he got it because every single news network covered this. CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC morning shows, they all covered it. This guy threw this out on Twitter. He said, "We'll be in Disney next week and definitely going to hashtag Hall of Presidents on my last day in the park, taking suggestions on what to throw at Trump." So he was letting everybody know, "I'm going to do this." He's looking for his attention when he threw that out there with the hashtag Hall of Presidents. Then after this entire incident happened, he throws on Twitter, "I protested at Real Donald Trump at the hashtag Hall of Presidents because I'll never get this close in real life. Probs. Hashtag lock him up." This is, okay, we need to do a little adulting here for a second, okay? The Disney adults need to talk for a second. This guy's an idiot. He's an idiot. He's a comedian. Says it on his Twitter page. Yeah, he's a comedian. He wants his fame for 15 minutes to promote his show and all this other stuff. He wanted a little fame. So he jumps up during the attraction, starts screaming, "Lock him up." People at first didn't know what to think. And then it started coming through. "You're ruining this attraction for me, dude. Seriously, stop. Sit down. Be quiet." Finally, Disney security came and removed him from the attraction. Good. That's why they're there. But we knew this was going to happen. We knew. It was only a matter of time. And it's probably going to happen again. Something else is going to happen at the Hall of Presidents because of Donald Trump being in the attraction. It's sad. It really is sad. Because you're learning about America and you're learning about the presidents of the United States. But this guy just wanted his fame for 15 minutes. He wanted to be mentioned in social media. He wanted to be mentioned on the major news networks. And he got that. But he's an idiot. I don't know if he got banned from Walt Disney World. I doubt it. I don't know if he was removed from the Magic Kingdom, but I doubt it. But I'm sure Disney knows what his face looks like now the next time he tries to go in there and do this. Wouldn't surprise me if he tried it again, you know? Okay, so being a big football fan, this really shocked me when I read it. And if you do cover college football, it's a pretty good season. Now, Alabama winning the national championship the other night, and Lots of great things. Lots of good college football this past season. But seems that the UFC Knights, Central Florida Knights, finished a perfect season of 12-0 in college football. Did pretty good. I mean, they won their conference championship. They went on to the Peach Bowl and won that as well. Now, because UCF doesn't play in a major NCAA conference like the SEC or, you know, the Big Ten, I mean, they play in the ACC. It's a small conference. They don't get a lot of attention. Their strength and schedule leaves a lot to be desired. But the thing is that that didn't keep the team from calling themselves national champions. According to the team's Twitter account, the school president, fans, and everybody else that loves UCF. Because they went 12-0. Perfect season. It was crazy. And of course, being from the Orlando area and being a university in the Orlando area, Walt Disney World threw the team a parade at the Magic Kingdom this past Monday, I believe. I get the fact that they're happy that a local university went 12-0, won their conference, won their bowl game against an SEC school, a good one too. But I don't think it warranted a parade down Main Street USA at the Magic Kingdom. I think a parade when you win the Super Bowl is warranted down Main Street USA. I think a parade when you win the World Series is warranted down Main Street USA. But you didn't play in the college football playoff. You did not win the national championship. You're claiming to be national champions, but you don't have that official title. But Disney goes ahead and they throws a big parade. Didn't exactly like that. But because they are a local university, a lot of people, you know, supported it. Disney, you know, does have their park right there in the Orlando area. So why not? I just found that a little strange. I found it to be a little bit overboard. But I'll tell you this. UCF fans even bought a billboard in Tuscaloosa. And it said something like, "Hey, Alabama, you know, we'd love to play you next season on your home turf and our home turf." And I'm like, wow, you guys are bold. But they consider themselves to be national champions. Disney World throws them a parade. Amazing. Oh, well, that's that, right? I mean, regardless, I mean, UCF is putting their money where their mouth is. I mean, they gave the coaches bonuses for winning. They're going to be raising a national championship banner. Season ticket holders even got special priced admission to get in the park that day to see the parade. I didn't agree with that either. Didn't agree with that at all. But, hey, congratulations to UCF. Congratulations to Alabama. You guys can fight over the national championship trophy, okay? So this happened a couple of days ago. A guest shared a video over on her Instagram account. It was about maybe 3 or 4 days ago. She was on the monorail. They're going from the Ticketed Transportation Center to Epcot. And she took a video of one of the doors of the monorail wide open while they're doing the loop. Wide open. And the crazy thing was is that anybody could have fallen out of that door when that happened. Very, very dangerous type of situation. What shocked me at the same time, though, is that people were not letting the driver of the monorail know, hey, you got a door open back here, at least as far as I could tell. There are phones in there where you can call the driver to let the driver know, hey, we got a door open back here. And it quickly gained a lot of attention on Instagram, on Twitter, and Facebook, and everything else. So Disney comes back and says this. They said, "We regret that this occurred. Safety is our biggest concern. We immediately removed that train from service and have taken steps to ensure it doesn't happen again." Now, due to the incident, what Disney did is they installed signage above the monorail doors that now read, "Caution, do not lean against door." Well, you never should have done that in the first place. I mean, I guess please stand clear of the doors. really mean stand clear of the doors. It could open all of a sudden. It could happen. It was a mechanical, a technological failure. It happens. People went into an uproar on social media about it. Stuff like this happens. Things break down. Things go screwy. And there's nothing you can do about it other than let Disney fix the problem. Try not to freak out about it too much. Those who were afraid to ride the monorail before, they're terrified now. They don't want to get on it now. They're like, no, not getting on it. The door may fly open. I may fall out. People have a real fear. Some people have a real fear of riding the monorail. My sister Kimberly, she's one of them. She's terrified of the monorail. If I were to tell her this, oh man, I'd never get her on it again. Scary, scary thing. So folks, be really careful when you're on the monorail. All right. What is the definition of privacy? Okay. What is the definition of it? It's the state or condition of being free from being observed or disturbed by other people. I said disturbed there. Okay, well, what is the definition of disturb? Interfere with the normal arrangement or functioning of, interrupt the sleep, relaxation, or privacy of. That's what those two words mean. They mean a lot to people. Your privacy means a lot. Not being disturbed means a lot. Well, it seems that do not disturb signs were removed from a few Walt Disney World hotels. They're being replaced and have been replaced with new signs that say room occupied. Because there are some security concerns at the Walt Disney World's resort. Now, it began with three monorail resorts near the Magic Kingdom. And here's what's going to happen. You can put this sign that says room occupied on your door. That will notify a cast member that guests are in the room. However, even though you have that on your door, you will be disturbed at some point if you're there. Because it's now required that a Disney employee enters the room at least once a day to ensure that you are safe. Even if you don't want any housekeeping of any time from Disney, yeah, don't worry about the towels, don't worry about the beds or anything else. The hotel and its staff, they still reserve the right to enter your room for any purpose, including but not limited to performing maintenance, repairs, or checking on the safety and security of guests and property. I have a problem with this. I have a real problem with this. Disney also said they're going to give you reasonable notice before they enter your room, and they do that by knocking and announcing that they will enter. Okay, now, the sign says this, that you put on your door. It's got Peter Pan and Wendy and the gang and everything on it. It says, room occupied. Okay. Off to Neverland, up underneath it. And then it also says, if I can read my own writing here, I'm trying to read it. It's kind of small. Why did I make it so small? The Disney Resort Hotel and its staff reserve the right to enter your room even when this sign is displayed for maintenance, safety, or security, or any other purpose. Disney Resort Hotel staff will knock and announce their presence before entering. Okay. One, room occupied, in my opinion, means don't come in. There's a reason why you don't need to come in. Because I don't want to be disturbed. Maybe I was at the Magic Kingdom until 2 a.m. last night, and I'm getting some extra sleep. But at 9:30 or 10 o'clock, you're knocking on my door. Maybe I went to the beer garden last night, and I just ate too much, and my stomach does not agree with me, and I got sick. I need rest. I don't need you knocking on my door. My child has come down with something because, you know, when you touch things at Walt Disney World, 1,000 other people have touched the same thing. There's no telling what kind of sickness you may get. That's what you deal with when you go to a theme park, okay? So my child is now sick, running a fever, and we're resting. Or not, maybe not running a fever, but just sick. My child needs rest. And you hear knock, 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 knock. Boom, boom, boom. You're disturbing my family. You're disturbing my child. Maybe you're on a honeymoon. And you know what happens on a honeymoon, adults. Honeymoons are a special time between couples. I don't want to be disturbed during my honeymoon by Disney knocking on the door just to check and see if something's going on or not. I don't agree with it. I don't like it. If I put that sign on the door, I don't want to be disturbed. I don't. What if you're taking a shower? You have that on the door. They knock. Oh, Disney housekeeping, but whatever. They get no response because you can't hear them. You're in the shower. They open the door. What if you're coming out of the shower at that time? Maybe you've just got a towel on. Maybe you don't at all. Then what? Then what happens? I don't think it's a good idea. But I asked the rest of you. I said, okay, well, what do you think, though? What do you think about this happening? Here are some of your comments. I'm just going to go through a few of these real fast. Okay. Let's see here. I'm not going to name any names. I'm just going to kind of roll through them. I got 8 pages I'm trying to go through here. All right. One person said, I have no problem with them switching these signs at all. They will give you notice. They own the place. You are just renting it. I live in a condo-type apartment, and our landlord has the right to come and go, and we live there. I have nothing to hide except maybe some cat fur all over. Another person said, we usually put the Do Not Disturb sign out so that housekeeping isn't coming in all the time. We don't always need a daily refresh, but if they say they need to check the room daily, then they can clean it daily. No problem there. All I ask is wait until we leave the room, please. That's what I'm saying. Thank you. Wait till I leave the room before you come barging in to check whatever. I agree with that. Another person said, even DVC rooms are impacted by this change. Since everyday housekeeping isn't normally done, the rooms were only checked every third day or so. They have changed it to daily trash removal just to access the room. I have no issues with the new room occupied signs. I just hope they don't expect you to open the door first thing in the morning after a late night at the parks. Preach it. There you go. Another person said, I don't mind them checking in and making sure we're all right since we have nothing to hide, but there are some times when we would like our privacy. I said that too. I kind of like to have my privacy every now and then. Another person said, I think the rooms have gone downhill in cleanliness and condition since people use the Do Not Disturb to keep them out. That being said, they need for the reason they were made, sleeping, getting ready, midday naps, etc. So what do I do? I guess post a note on your door, sleeping baby, come back at X p.m. or something. Get a lock for your suitcase, lock your laptop up, and other things that won't fit inside the tiny safe. The rooms stay nicer and cleaner, and no one messes with your stuff. It's a win-win situation. Also, we only use the Do Not Disturb sign when we're in the room. We have yet to spend the day at a Disney resort, so it made it easy for housekeeping to make a run through the room. And if we saw someone in the hall, we told them to help themselves. The staff seemed to be appreciate that small nudge. That said, I don't think I mind the idea of daily checks of the rooms. Sadly, in today's society, bad things can happen anywhere, even Walt Disney World. Safe is better, in my opinion. Everybody's got good points on this. 100%. Good points. But I think what Disney, if you're going to go and check my room, yes, it is your room, Disney. You own it. I am renting it for you for X amount of days. But if you want to enter my room daily, there are some people who visit Walt Disney World and never set foot in a park whatsoever. They're there to relax, spend time in their rooms, go to the pool, go to dinner, do some shopping, resort hop, whatever. But they want to spend time and relax. They don't want to go to the parks. So they're going to be in their room the majority of the day. Disney, here's my suggestion to you. You want to check the room every single day to make sure things are safe, make sure things are clean, make sure maintenance is done. Give us the option of letting you know, I'm going to be out of my room from this time to this time. And what you need to do as Disney World guests, make sure you're out of your room at that time. Go down to the pool, sit in the pool for a few minutes, go for a walk, do whatever. But make it to where Disney can access your room and they're not disturbing you. Disney, give me a way to do that and I'll agree with you a little bit more. Yes, we all need to be safe. Now, Las Vegas showed us that. Las Vegas showed us we need to be safe in our hotel rooms. Definitely. Tragic. It was. But at the same time, if I have a sign on the door that says do not disturb, I don't want to be disturbed for a specific reason. If you want to come in my room, I'm going to let you, but I don't want to have to be there when you do it. So give me a way to tell you I'm going to be gone from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. When I come back, I'm in that room for the rest of the night because we're going to order in, we're going to watch some TV, and we're going to go to bed at a decent hour. Work with me. Don't just knock on the door and just come right on in. While I'm in the shower, or my wife's in the shower, or my kids are sleeping, or I'm taking a nap. Don't disturb me because I'm on vacation. Give me a little bit of peace. A little bit. Not everybody agrees with me on this. A lot of people are like, yeah, this is a great thing. I think it's good to a point to where it's not annoying. Nicole doesn't quite agree with me on this. We've talked about it a couple of times. We're on different parts of the page on this. I agree with the safety part. I just don't agree totally with the do not disturb and privacy part that I'm supposed to have while I'm in my room. If I want it, that's one of the things I have a problem with. There was one other thing I wanted to mention to you before I take a break real fast. And it had to do with something very, very yummy. And I'm having trouble finding it. Let me see. Where did I put this? Oh, okay. Here we go. This is it. Now I found it. All right. So, you guys know how I feel about Disney food and snacks. You know I love my Disney food. I love the snacks offered at Walt Disney World. One of my favorite snacks out of all the parks, all four of them, Disney Springs included, is a Dole Whip. I love a Dole Whip. Friend of mine just went to Walt Disney World last month. Been to Disney World dozens of times probably. I don't know, 12 to 20 times. And he had never had a Dole Whip. I said, dude, you are missing out. You've got to have a Dole Whip. So he had one this past time that he went, and he was shocked. He was blown away. He went into a food coma because the Dole Whip was so good. I love a good Disney Dole Whip. Yes, you can get them at the parks. You can also get them over at the Polynesian. There's one more spot you can now get a Dole Whip. And I don't know if this is a permanent thing, and I don't know if it's a test phase, but I know it's available right now. The popular dessert is now available over at Disney's Pop Century Resort. Yeah, you're headed there tomorrow, you're in luck. A bowl of the pineapple soft serve or the pineapple vanilla swirl is available at Everything Pop for $4.49. A pineapple float, my favorite and the go-to for any person trying it for the first time. Go with the float. That's $5.49. Like I said, I don't know if it's permanent. I don't know if it's a testing phase, but I know it's there right now. If it wasn't a 9-hour drive, I'd go and get it right now because I love a good Dole Whip. So take advantage of it while it's there at the Pop Century Resort. One more thing. This came up yesterday. Sometimes I think, as Disney fans, we live in a constant state of fear as a Disney fan. Why do I say that? Well, because we're always worried that Disney is going to do something we didn't see coming, we didn't expect, and is really going to upset us. Like, oh my gosh, will Disney ever shut down the Haunted Mansion? Oh my gosh, will Peter Pan's flight really make it forever? Will it always be there? Oh my God, are they changing something? Oh my gosh. Disney fans are scared of change. Not everybody likes it. And when it comes to the parks and when it comes to some of these attractions that are near and dear to their heart, they're scared of change. When we saw Wishes go away, as many people that love that, they were scared of change. Now, when change comes around that we expect, change comes around that we want to happen, we get excited about it. We get really happy about it. But what if it ends up not being true? What if it ends up not being confirmed? What if it ends up just being speculation? I talked about this last month and I said, it's a rumor. It's speculation, but it needs to happen. It's change that is needed in the Magic Kingdom. Stitch's Great Escape, according to so many Disney-related sites on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and everything else, said Stitch's Great Escape is closing down first week in January, and it's going away. It's done. They opened up during the holiday period to alleviate some of the crowds and put people in a different line. All these Disney sites said, yeah, it's closing. It's done. It's finished. We're moving on to something else. They're talking, oh, it's confirmed. Yeah, it's going away. No, it wasn't. Disney didn't announce that. Disney didn't say that. Yes, Stitch's Great Escape is closed right now. Disney says it is still a seasonal attraction. Disney says it still will be operating as a meet and greet location at times. Dozens of people said goodbye to it the other day. Dozens of people, well, maybe not dozens, but some people shed tears. I love Stitch. I love this attraction. It was great for the first one or two, you know, rides of going on it, you know, experiences. After that, people got tired of it. They were, oh, I'm not going on that. I don't need to go on it. But this time, you know, all these people went out and made these posts on Twitter and Facebook and everything else. Yeah, it's closing down. We're going to get something new. Ride it while you still can. And what ended up happening? Disney just closed the doors. Disney didn't say a word about it being closed for good. It's not confirmed. Does it need to close for good? Let's ask that question. Yeah, it does. Something else needs to be put in the place of Stitch's Great Escape. No doubt about that. But Disney has never said anything that it is actually going to close down permanently. Never said a word. That's why we have rumors. That's why we have speculation. That's why I don't use that word, confirmed. Only Disney knows, or the source that you claim to have knows. You have a source that's telling you something, list it. If the news is saying it, list the source. If Disney is saying it, list the source. It's not confirmed until you do. So Stitch's Great Escape, as of right now, not going anywhere according to Disney. Still seasonal. And that it would reopen. That's what Disney said. So, anything could happen, but for now, Stitch has not officially escaped. I've got rumors, I've got emails, and I've got rants coming up next here on Press Row.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
There's a new name for adventure and coffee. Trader Sam's Coffee is now Expedition Roasters. Find all your favorite roasts like Skipper's Brew, Ghoulish Delight, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Redhead Rum, and more. all small batch roasted by the same mom-and-pop proprietors. Expedition Roasters is the creator of the themed coffee experience. So why not brew a little magic at your home? Start your adventure today at expeditionroasters.com. And Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure and take advantage of the special offer and save 20% off your first order with code SR20. That's SR20 at expeditionroasters.com. Brew your happy place.
Storybook Destinations is a full-service travel agency specializing in Disney destinations. Their team of experienced agents handle every aspect of planning your vacation to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Aulani, a Disney Resort and Spa, or Adventures by Disney. Their free concierge services include planning dining, recreation and tour reservations, discount monitoring, transportation, and much more. Visit www.storybookdestinations.com to write your next fairy tale vacation with Storybook Destinations.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
I wasn't like every other kid, you know, who dreams about being an astronaut. I was always more interested in what bark was made out of on a tree.
Hey, how you doing?
You must think I'm pretty stupid.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
That's what I'm talking about! Let's get nuts!
It's time for the DW60 Rumor of the Week.
So nowadays at Walt Disney World, what all can you do with your magic band? Here's just a few of the things you can do. You can enter into the park using your magic band. You can pay for a souvenir at the Emporium using your magic band. You can buy a snack like a Dole Whip using your magic band. You can pay for your food at Cinderella's Royal Table with your magic band because, well, it does a lot. There's a lot of great things that the magic band does. And the Magic Band has had its growing pains. You know, they came out the original, and then they changed it. A little bit lighter, a little more flexible, a little bit easier to wear. Then they came out with the option of wearing your Magic Band as, like, a pendant in the shape of Mickey Mouse and everything. I've got one. I didn't feel like wearing it on my wrist anymore. So I got the little pendant that you put on your lanyard, and I do it that way. And you can even enter your resort room and unlock the door just by simply putting your magic band up to the door, and it opens it right up. It's a great thing. Magic bands are fantastic. I love them. They're great. Well, according to this rumor, Bluetooth door entry is coming to Walt Disney World. Bluetooth, and it's not via your magic band. But you'll be entering your room via the My Disney Experience app. They're going to go through a testing phase over Disney's Polynesian Village Resort and the Grand Floridian Resort. And they're simply doing this because major hotel chains are upgrading to this. Oh, use your phone to unlock your room. And Disney's like, oh, yeah, we got to get in on this. We can't have another resort doing something and upping us a little bit, not being better than us. No, okay. Let's make everybody take their phone out and use their phone to open their door. Why do I have a problem with this? Okay, there's reasons why I do. Your Magic Band already does this, for one. And so many other things. What's the problem with leaving that alone and just using your magic band? But the problem with using your phone is this. Lots of times you're on social media at Walt Disney World. You're on Facebook. You're on Instagram. You're on Snapchat. You're on Twitter. You're posting pictures. You're doing videos, all this other stuff. And what's happening that entire time? Your battery is just going way down. Not everybody has an external battery to hook up to recharge it. So what happens, your phone just goes dead. No, you're not using that phone to get into your room at Walt Disney World Resorts. That's not good. You say, oh, Jeff, somebody else will have a phone, right? Well, that's not necessarily true. What if you're doing a solo trip? What if it's just me at Walt Disney World doing my trip and my phone dies because I don't have an external battery to hook up to? What happens? I can't get into my room. Let's say you're riding the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and you've got to have it to put on Snapchat a specific part of the attraction, or you've got to do a Facebook Live video to show everybody the great Seven Dwarfs Mine Train at the Magic Kingdom. And you're holding your phone as you're on the attraction. You're doing all these twists and turns and everything else. And what happens? You hit a certain hill and, I just lost my phone. I just dropped my phone on the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And what happens? It just breaks. Shatters the screen. Doesn't work anymore. Nothing you can do. You're not just going to up and replace that phone before you try to go back to your Walt Disney World Resort Hotel and open your door using your phone. Or what if you just drop it? You're not paying attention while you're walking around. And you drop it right there in front of you because, well, I'm not one to put a case on my phone. There are people out there who don't put a case on their phone to protect it. And it just shatters everything. You can't use it because the screen is just all messed up. Or the Bluetooth or the Wi-Fi is not working right or something else. Phones have problems. They are not completely 100% reliable. So why, Disney, would you want to go and change a system that works so well right now by just using your magic band to get in your room? Oh, well, Jeff, what if I lose my magic band? Well, go to the front desk, tell them you lost it. They'll give you a card with all that information that was on your magic band onto the card, or they'll just give you just a plain Jane Gray magic band, and you'll be good to go. The front desk isn't going to give you a new cell phone. They're not going to give you a brand new Galaxy Note 8. They're not going to give you the iPhone 10 replacement because you decided to have it out on an attraction and dropped it, and now it doesn't work anymore. They're not going to do that. Oh, Jeff, I can still go back if my phone doesn't work. Yes, that's true. But why do I need to take out my phone to get in my door when my magic band is already around my neck or it's on my wrist? I'm tired. I want to get back in my room. I want to go to bed to get ready for the next day. The last thing I want to do is fumble around through my pockets or my backpack to get my phone out to get into my room. Sorry, no. Why? Bad idea. Don't like it, don't want it, don't change it. The magic bands work. Stick with it, Disney. Just because other hotels are doing it doesn't mean you have to do it. You know that old saying, if your friend jumps off the bridge, do you have to do it? No, you don't. Leave it alone. Don't touch it. All right, next rumor. Apparently, this is interesting. This is good. Apparently, now club-level resorts are going to have the option to purchase additional fast passes during their Walt Disney World vacations. Now, they have to pay a fee of $50 per person per day for all of the Walt Disney World theme parks. You get three extra fast passes. You have to stay at least a minimum of 3 days. But this is a big time rumor that has come out recently from the last couple days. Literally. Disney has not confirmed this rumor. They're not saying it is going to happen. It may happen tomorrow. It may happen Saturday. But Disney hasn't made any official announcements, though. I think there's a good chance this will happen. A lot of people very, very upset. Why is it that club-level members get to get more fast passes and I can't? Here's the reason why. club level members, they're paying a significant amount of money to stay in those rooms. That's why they are club level. They're not getting it for free. They have to pay an additional $50 per person per day. It's just not automatically included. It's an optional thing if they want to do it. Is it going to cause a little more chaos getting the fast passes that you want? If you're not staying in a club level room, sure it will. But remember this, Disney is now offering Good Neighbor Hotels fast passes in advance, 90 days. They're also offering them extra magic hours. Was that right? No, it's not. I don't think that those hotels are making guests pay for that. Maybe they are in some form or fashion in the fee when it comes to their room. But those club level guests, $50 per person per day. I don't like the idea of it, but it's a whatever thing for me. It's not going to ruin anything for me. And do I really think all of them are going to take advantage of it? No. It's hard enough keeping a schedule at Walt Disney World with attractions breaking down or any other unseen type of circumstance when getting to places on time for fast passes. It's not as simple as you think for everybody. Sometimes even Nicole and I have issues. Something else came up, or we wanted to see something else, or somebody saw us there and we were talking for a while. We're like, oh, we got 2 minutes to get to our fast passes. Usually Disney is nice and says, okay, we'll give you an extra 15 minutes on the back end of your fast pass to get in here. I don't think it's going to make that much of a big impact, but a lot of people are still not happy at all when it comes to this. Like I said, they'll be able to book these fast passes 90 days in advance. Could be testing it tomorrow if the rumor turns out to be true. Now, the theme park extra fast passes for those club level members or for the guests staying at the following room types, okay? Copper Creek Villas at Cabins and Disney's Wilderness Lodge, the cabins there. Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge club level. Disney's Beach Club Resort club level, Boardwalk Inn club level, Contemporary Resort club level, all these are club level right here. Floridian Resort club level, Polynesian Village club level, the bungalows over at the Polynesian Villas and Bungalows, club level at the Wilderness Lodge, the Yacht Club, Walt Disney's Swan and Dolphin Hotels, those include the Presidential Suites, the Governor Suites, the Parlor Suites, and Premium Alcove Rooms. Those are expensive rooms. These people are paying that money to stay in those rooms. They are paying that money. Disney says, hey, come here. Give me more money. Some of them are going to pay it. Some of them are going to go, mm-mm, sorry, don't want it. Don't need an extra three fast passes. Doesn't mean that much to me. Disney loves that dollar. They want that dollar. They need that dollar. Those are your rumors here on Press Row.
It's email time.
It's email time. Hey, everybody, it's email time.
All right, got some emails that we need to get to from the holiday break. I'll tell you how you can send an email or a message to me if you've got a question or anything else. All right, first one says, regarding your show a few weeks ago about how Disney might be slipping with their customer service. While we were there this past week, we kept hearing the cast members talking about how their last day was coming up or that was their last day. Do you think maybe the parking attendant could have been a temp seasonal hire who maybe didn't get the amount of training a full employee has had? We even saw some parking attendants that worked for Bob's Barricades and not Disney. I assume they are a third-party traffic management company. Just a thought. Okay. Everybody, every now and then, has a bad day. This is a fact. This does really happen. I understand that. I understand the fact that, you know,
that it may be a third party company that some of these people work for, and they're just wearing, you know, whatever Disney tells them to wear. Understand that. But when it comes to common sense, when it comes to safety, when parking vehicles, I think the training is the same all the way around. And I'm referring to this guy, this Disney employee, in my opinion, that stood in front of my truck, told me to turn down a parking lane at the Magic Kingdom parking lot, but would not move out from in front of my truck so that I could make the turn. He just stood there and looked at me. And I told him multiple times, sir, I need for you to move. I've got to make the turn. I can't make the turn with you standing 2 feet in front of my truck. Please move back. He didn't do it. I had to back up my truck to make the turn to the right to go down the parking lane. I think it's possible this guy may have had a bad day. But I don't think it comes down to training. When you're doing something like that with all the vehicles that they deal with on a daily basis at a Walt Disney World parking lot, I think the training is the same all the way around, whether you're a temp or whether you're full time. I think the training is the same whether you're a Disney employee or a third party employee. It's just how I feel about it. Everybody, every now and then, has a bad day. Yeah, it does happen. But I think this guy was just, he was whatever. But too many times now, we've heard about cast members just being flat out rude to people. It happens all the time these days with cast members at the Walt Disney World Resort. There are some fantastic cast members out there who I believe should never do anything else in life other than being a cast member because they are that fantastic at their job. There are some others who just don't need to be there. They've got a terrible attitude. They are not any good at customer service or thinking of the customer to make their day better. This guy may have just been one of those type of cast members, or maybe he was just having a bad day. But you can't take it out on the guest. You can't put yourself or the guest in jeopardy in a safety situation like that. But I like your email. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you asking that question, though. But whether he was a third-party employee or didn't listen during training, it's still common sense. Either way, it is still common sense. All right, another email that we need to get to. This comes from Kenzie. Now, this is an email slash rant, okay? Someone had asked over in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, can we rant in here? Can we, if we have a problem that we've had at Walt Disney World, can we post our rant here in the Fun Zone? And I answered with my own post, said, yes, if you want to post an experience, a negative experience that you had at the Walt Disney World Resort to let people know about, you can do that, but you need to do it with respect. Respect to Walt Disney World and respect to the cast member as well. And you have to be respectful to others when they comment about it. We don't have a problem with that. Please tell us your experiences in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone over on Facebook, but do it with respect. Well, this person, and I gave people the option. You can post it in here. You can send me an email. Or he got a private message on Facebook, whatever. This person decided to send me a private message. And I'm not going to read their name. We're going to keep it anonymous because I told people, if you want to be anonymous on this, you can. So we're going to keep the person's name out of it. But this is what this person said. Okay, so we're at Magic Kingdom the other day. So we go on a few rides, et cetera, et cetera. Then we end up in the Liberty Square area. We go into Ye Olde Christmas Shop, look for a Christmas present for a family member. We decide that since it's almost 3, and that's when the parade is, that we'll watch the parade. I'm a wheelchair user when in the parks because of a condition I have. It makes it hard to walk long distances. There was a wheelchair viewing area right across from the store. So we go over there. And it's basically just us. This is around 2:40 or so. A few other people come in with ECVs with their families, and life is good. Then these people, like 6 to 8 of them, come over with no wheelchairs or ECVs. We didn't think anything of it because there was still some space for other people to get in. Eventually, a dad comes and is pushing his daughter in her wheelchair. He could barely get through because of the people not using chairs, taking up so much room. He had to almost push his way through to get her a spot. He asked them to leave because they didn't have a wheelchair or ECV, and one of them said, "We all have disabilities." And the guy says, "Who's disabled in your party?" There's no answer. Well, they just didn't have anyone with a scooter in their party. He asked them to leave again, and they just glared at us and scowled. About 10 minutes before the parade, a CM finally sees all of us struggling to get these people to leave. So he comes over and tells them to leave because the area is reserved for wheelchair ECV users. Right after that, behind us, he sees people standing up on the wall. He says, "Ladies and gentlemen, please get off the walls, please." They don't listen. So he runs over, and we don't see him again. The people on the wall were the same people who tried to use the wheelchair ECV area, which is clearly marked until basically the minute the parade comes. It made me mad for two reasons. One, they took advantage of the wheelchair ECV only viewing area and stood at an angle to where the other girl and I could barely see. They were in front of us to the left a bit. The parade comes from the left. I almost had to stand up, and standing in a crowded area is not a good plan for me. Balance is an issue, especially with people all over the place. Her second reason, after we said something to them multiple times, a cast member said something to them in more than one instance, and they still didn't listen. That's disrespectful to CMs who are trying to keep people safe. She said the people who were causing an issue were not from the U.S. However, I don't think that gives them an excuse to do what they did at all whatsoever. Well, first of all, thank you for your message. Thank you for your email. I appreciate that. All right. This is pretty standard, people. If you're not using a wheelchair, if you're not using an ECV, I don't think you need to be in that area. I'm not sure when it comes to, quote, disabilities, if people with a cane or they've got a broken leg, so going around on crutches and stuff like that, I'm not sure if they qualify for that area or not. But if you're just some random party enjoying Walt Disney World from wherever, I don't care where you're from in the world, I don't care. A universal symbol for, you know, wheelchair type stuff and handicap is pretty easy to notice, especially when all you see are people with ECVs and also wheelchairs in that area. It's usually common sense. Boy, I love that word. Common sense that's an area for people who are handicapped. So when a parade comes up, just because you did not take the time to go and find a really good spot to watch the parade does not give you the right to use that area, in my opinion. And I'm almost 100% sure that's what the issue was. They didn't take the time to go and find a good spot, so they said, "Oh, well, look at this spot over here. There are just a couple of wheelchairs and stuff. We can stand over there. There's room, no problem." Well, then when people notice and they say something to you, "Oh, we're going to act like we don't hear you. Oh, we're not paying any attention. No. And they're not talking to us. No, no, don't. No, shh. Don't say anything. Don't say anything." And then when they get up in your face, and then you say, "Oh, we all have disabilities." Come on. Stop. You knew what you were doing. You knew it was wrong. You didn't care. And then when a cast member came over, noticed the situation and said something to you, "Well, we're still not going to leave. We're going to go over here and stand on the wall. We can still see. We're good to go." No, you can't do that either. You need to get up and go to another area where everybody else is that's not designated for the handicap. That area is there so that they can fit wheelchairs and other things in that area for them to be able to enjoy the parade. It's hard for people who are in an ECV or a wheelchair to get in other spots. It's tough for them because it's such a tight fit. You don't want your wheelchair to roll on some kid's foot or finger or anything else. That's why these areas are set aside for them. They need some extra space, and they want all parties to be safe. Common sense, people. Common sense. These people were very disrespectful. Very. I'm sorry that that happened to you. I'm really sorry. As a Disney fan, as a person who loves Disney, loves cast members, and loves Walt Disney World and all things Disney, whether I agree with what they do or not, I am sorry. I apologize to you on behalf of the Disney community. Those people were in the wrong. People, don't go into those areas unless you have somebody in your party who is disabled, handicapped. Those with special needs, I don't know. I don't know if they're allowed in that area or not. I'm not going to sit here and quote Disney's policy on areas designated for handicapped people. I'm not going to go and quote anything because I don't know the specifics of what's written in black and white. But if you know that you or anybody in your party does not have somebody who is a disabled person in a wheelchair or an ECV, you have no business being there. Get out of the area. Go do an attraction or take some time management classes and get ready for the parade when you need to and you want a good spot. That's what I have to say about that. That's terrible. They should be ashamed of themselves. Ashamed. Yeah. But I appreciate your email. Thank you for sending me that. Now listen, like I said before, if you have a rant, if you have a comment, if you have a suggestion or whatever, you don't want to post it in the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone, send it to me. You want to be anonymous, tell me that. Send me an email to dw60@srsounds.com or send me a message over on the DW60 Facebook page. I'm here for you. You have a voice with me. You have something that you want to get out there to the Disney community. I will be your voice. I have no problem with reading this stuff and telling people about it. When it's wrong, it's wrong. When it's messed up, it's messed up. And when it's great, it's great. Let me be your voice. Send me a message. Send me an email. Those are your headlines. Rants, emails, rumors, and more here on Press Row.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Oh, man, that's good. Yum, man. You think calypso music is hot? You wait till you taste the pepper on this one. Ha!
So that wraps up episode 12 of DW60's Press Row Podcasts. That was a lot of news. That was a lot of stuff to cover. A lot of good stuff. Good emails, good rant from a listener, and then all the other headlines that we did have, which is absolutely crazy. Now, since DW60's Press Row aired on Sorcerer Radio, it seems that it is now going to happen that club-level guests are going to get the opportunity to purchase extra fast passes during their vacation, you know, like $50 a day. So that ended up being true, I guess. Not that I'll ever be doing it, but anyway, that did happen. But otherwise, things over the weekend so far were pretty quiet at Walt Disney World. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up for this episode. But of course, DW60's Press Row Podcast will be back again probably this next weekend. Now, I did receive a lot of emails over the holiday period asking, you know, we haven't heard the podcast in a while. This is the reason why. One, I was taking time off for the holidays. Two, unless DW60 plays on Sorcerer Radio on Thursdays, unless that happens, you don't get a podcast. Because what happens is Press Row is replayed from Thursday on the podcast, because not everybody could listen to the entire DW60 show every single Thursday. So that is why a podcast did not happen. So anytime you see DW60 playing on Sorcerer Radio, you will hear a podcast that following weekend, all right? You want to contact me, all you have to do is use social media, really. Send me an email to dw60@srsounds.com. You can contact me on Twitter. At DW_60 is the username that you need to look for. And then, of course, the DW60 Facebook page as well. Lots of information goes out on podcast, the show, and you know, other headlines throughout the week. So use that as well. You can send a message via that as well. And then, of course, you can also talk to me anytime you like in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. What do you think of this song right here, Iko? So this is the closer song that we used to use on the Character Breakfast podcast. And I said to myself, this doesn't just need to sit in the vault forever. It's a great song. It's a good closer that we used. I loved it, and so I figured I'd bring that back as well. So, like email time in this one, a few things from the Character Breakfast podcast being, you know, brought back to life in some form or fashion. But I appreciate you guys taking the time to check out the show. Make sure you're subscribed to DW60's Press Row podcast. Leave a rating, leave a review. I love the comments. You send me comments, I will send one back to you. Anytime you message me, I will read your stuff and I will comment as well. So I appreciate that. So until next time, I hope you have a fantastic week. And I'll see you next time for DW60's Press Row podcast. Have a magical day, everyone.
Mission commencing.
This is Wookiee Radio.
Translated for the Wookiee Parent.
I like that Wookiee.
Your hosts, Ken, Derek, and Mike, bring you the latest news and commentary from the far reaches of the galaxy.
Hold it. I said hold it.
Subscribe today on iTunes and Stitcher.
I just assumed he's a Wookiee.
Start listening today, and remember,
the Force will be with you. Always.
Forgive the interruption, but I believe this requires your attention.
If you ever believed Captain America was on the U.S. Olympic soccer team, if you ever thought that the Winter Soldier was that brace yourselves guy on the internet, and if you've ever wondered just what would a raccoon do with a machine gun, then don't let another week pass you by without tuning in to
Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Mighty Marvel Geeks is your show about all things Marvel, with news, rumors, commentary, and interviews, as well as our weekly recommendations on what to pick up on New Comic Book Day.
Yes!
Or just like Kevin Bacon.
That's Mighty Marvel Geeks, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
So, I think I have everything. Shoes, hat, sunscreen, phone, tickets. Oh, okay, there they are. There's one more thing.
And if you're planning that long-awaited trip to Disney World, we have got the tips for you.
Ah, there it is. Can't leave without hearing the latest Disney trip tips before my Disney vacation.
Disney trip tips, Friday at 1 p.m. on Sorcerer Radio with me, Sandy Alexander. Disney favorites mixed in with some of today's best music. And tips on visiting Walt Disney World. Disney trip tips, Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Woo-hoo! That was scary.
Hey, Dan Barnes here. I'm inviting you to take a ride with me on E-Ticket Time. I'll be playing a full hour of all the best ride-throughs from all your favorite Walt Disney World attractions. No fast pass required here. Just tune in Mondays at 1 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern, only on Sorcerer Radio. Yeah, yeah. SRSounds.com.
Hi, this is Sorcerer, thanking you, the listeners, for your continued support of Sorcerer Radio, a station committed to bringing the best Disney programming in keeping with Walt Disney's vision, a station where children and parents can have fun listening together and also transporting you back to that favorite place that you all love so much, Walt Disney World. Thanks again for listening. Have a magical day.
I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Sorcerer Radio.
Welcome to the Scare Floor.
SRSounds.com.